Shoujo fans, welcome and Happy New Year to episode 26 of Shoujo Sunday. This week, we're just going to be digging into some listener questions and giving you a few updates about what's to come in 2023. Let's dig in. Watashi no kokoro ga anamodo, baby. I'd make you more than happy. Kedo yukuri shiyo ne. Brain freeze kochui. Dekiru ka. Guys, welcome back. We're back.
Yes, we're back.
Yes, and up top, we have a few announcements for you guys. We're going to be doing things a little bit differently this year, but we are very, very excited for what's to come. So first things first, we're changing up our schedule a little bit, and we're going to start posting bi-weekly, so every other Sunday as opposed to every Sunday. We just want to give ourselves a little bit of room to breathe and put even more love into our notes for each episode and like really dig deep into these bigger shows we're tackling this year.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, post us having a break and everything, we just came to a conclusion that we want to make sure that our episodes maintain the quality that we've been putting out, but also respect our schedules at the same time, and bi-weekly was the way to do it.
Yeah, so with all of that said, I figure we should do a little check-in. Chika, how was your winter break?
I think my winter break was overall pretty nice. I ended up, like, during the process of us doing our podcast, I lost a couple of family members. Mm-hmm. So, and I just podcasted my way through it. I guess just podcasted through the trauma, but I really needed to take a step back and just be able to properly grieve and decompress and stuff. And so the winter break, it was really just me decompressing and just trying to relax as much as I can, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm really glad that you were able to take that time to sort of process things. And honestly, I also think that people underrate how important rest is, mm-hmm. not even just for your body, but for your mind as well. Because like a lot of processing, I feel like happens in the background, like almost in your subconscious. So if you're like constantly doing things, you're really not getting that time to sort of, the only word I can think of right now is like heal in the background in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. I always wanted to properly rest. And I was one of those people, and I probably still am, like when I'm laying down, rather than just being able to lay down and chill, I'll feel guilty. Oh, I could be doing things. I could do this. I could do that. Have I contacted this person for this or whatever? And so that's not real rest. And so, and I think I put that in our post when we announced our break, like, oh, there's different types of rest. So I actually got to get into that a little bit more, which was nice. But how was your winter break, Gianna?
My winter break was good. It was interesting. I had a feature at a local open mic on the 18th of January. So I was doing a lot of prep for that because I wanted to have backing tracks and my brother was going to play with me. So we had to get a lot of stuff together for that. Luckily, it came together. My mixer like kind of stopped working for some reason and I was really worried. But shout out to my best friend in the world, Mark, who is a saint and fixed it for me literally right before we could record this, like truly yesterday. It was fixed. I'm so happy that that happened. I did take some time to rest as well. I do want to stress that I did have like music stuff going on, and you know, I'm working on prepping to record an album this year because it's absolutely happening for sure. I'm so excited about that. Yay. But like personal other projects aside, I also dove back into video games. I haven't played video games in a long time, like several months. I haven't sat down and played a video game. So like even since I moved in, I haven't even turned on my Switch until a couple weeks ago. So I plugged in the Switch and I upgraded my online thing so that I could play Banjo-Kazooie. And I'm at the end game now, which I'm gonna do later tonight. I might not get past that final fight, guys. It took me like 10 tries the first time. But I started playing Banjo-Kazooie, Luigi's Luigi's Mansion 3, getting back on Mario Party 2. It was really, really nice to just kick back for some evenings, some chill evenings. Yeah, so it was kind of that balance of getting back into music outside of work as a passion and chilling out a little bit and kicking it. And it's again, can't stress how important rest is.
Yeah, it's so fun, like getting back into gaming and stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
I love that for you.
Oh, thank you. So should we jump into these listener-submitted questions? By the way, thank you guys so much. I didn't expect to get this big of a response. So I'm like so excited to answer your questions.
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate it so much. Thank you for sending in questions. It was really nice of you guys to do that. Mm-hmm. We got more than we thought we were going to get.
Yeah.
Which is fun. So yeah.
Yeah. Let us jump right in. So question number one is, would you be interested in reviewing some older or classic shoujo in the future, like Rose of Versailles, Dear Brother, or, oh God, you know that you probably know how to pronounce this and I don't. Is it
Utena?
Thank you so much. See, I'm an anime noob, guys. I'm a shoujo noob still. This is from Cammy of the Shoujo Treehouse Pod. Thank you, Cammy, for your question. Another thing I did on the break was when I was driving, sometimes I would put on like Shoujo Sunday podcast episodes just to sort of get myself back into it. Yeah, I was listening just last night on my drive home from D&D to our first episode of Kageki Shoujo, where you're describing the Rose of Versailles plot, and it really makes me want to watch that. I think I would be down to review those. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, we definitely love to get into them. I think Rose of Versailles is... it's very good, but it's also very, like, long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so now that we're, like, bi-weekly, it's like, you know, we have to think about...
it would be the year of Rose of Versailles.
Right. We'd have to plan ahead. It's not to say that we won't eventually review it. We would. But, yeah, I think we could get into all of those. I think, if anything, we probably start on Revolutionary Girl Utena first, since Chiho Saito, she tweeted us.
Oh, like, yeah, that's right.
When we first started our podcast, like... and I, like, was so gassed about it. I was just like, oh, my God, like, what is this? So I feel like we would probably get into Utena first. But yeah, we definitely are interested in reviewing older shoujo.
Yeah, I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but one of the main reasons why I wanted to get into podcasting, especially like shoujo, because I'm for sure the demographic here, I want to experience this media that I have respect for, that I don't know much about and haven't seen much of. So anything that you guys love, or that, you know, Chika, that you could suggest, I am so open to watching it, because I just want to soak it all in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would just be a lot of fun, you know, like whether it's submitted by somebody or like I could pick out something, or you just are interested in something. It's definitely going to happen. That's why we're here. So yeah.
Yeah. All right. So question number two. What anime would you be able to recommend by watching just the first episode? That's tricky.
I would say School Babysitters.
Okay.
One day, me and Gianna will review School Babysitters. But it's like a fluffy shoujo with like these cute... I love the way that they depict babies. They're so adorable. And it's a great shoujo that you could just turn your brain off. And just, you're just watching it just for the enjoyment of like watching how these babies interact and family bonds and found family and stuff.
Ooh,
I would
okay.
recommend that. Yeah.
I gotta tell you, it's so hard for me not to just default to Ouran right now, because when I really like something, I'm usually immediately grabbed by it. Mm-hmm. And when I watched Ouran, that is exactly what happened to me. Because there was just so much bizarre, like so many bizarre things happening on the screen. And you could tell it was self-aware and it was like a parody, but also its own thing. And I just immediately needed more of it. So like that's for sure probably always going to be my first recommendation, even just based off of episode one. It's such a good setup for the rest of the series.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our next question, it is, What makes you happiest about being able to make a podcast like this? Just a question, as this is a really unique podcast in comparison to others I listen to, not just on subject matter, but the energy. And this is from Stina.
Thank you, Stina.
Thank you so much, Stina.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Thank you so much.
She likes our energy. I love that.
That means so much to me. So it's like, how do you pick like one thing that makes you the happiest? Just being exposed to all of this great media aside, I just love like entering the anime community too. Like all of the like shoujo people that I like follow and interact with on Twitter make me so happy. And of course, like not to be cheesy, but like I just got to be friends with you, Chica. Like that's just been so lovely. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, just being able to build our friendship while building this podcast has been a really great experience for me. And knowing my history, it's really like making friends is not easy at all. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like nice that like, oh, okay, we're bonding over something that we both enjoy. Even if we don't particularly like something we're watching, like we can commiserate with that. So I love that about having a podcast with you, Gianna. I'd also say having full creative control,
yes,
also makes me like really happy and stuff, because I would say like both of us were like really creative people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been in different positions where it's like I'm working for someone else's podcast or I'm working for someone else's endeavor. And it's like I'd have certain ideas and they would automatically be shut down or they wouldn't quite see where I was going with it. And having our own podcast just gave me the ability to just be like, oh, okay, well, you know what? I really think that we should do something. And like I'd talk to Gianna about it and then it would just happen.
Yeah.
So like us having GIFs.
Right. Oh. Oh, that's great.
Or GIFs, however people say.
Yeah, whichever one. I was so excited about those.
Right, right. Like, that's like our biggest analytics is technically from Giphy. We have like 5 million views so far.
That's insane to me.
Right. And we like started in July. Like the GIFs, yeah, and all that started in July. So to have like, oh, 5 million people have like looked at our GIFs, possibly used them. That makes me like really ecstatic because it's like, oh, this is just another, it was another form of marketing.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So ideas like that, stuff like that makes me happy that I can just execute that and things look away because I wanted them to be that way, or we're building up our brand voice, our aesthetic, like all of these things. So mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. what makes me like happiest. But yeah, thank you so much for the compliment.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you had to start a second podcast together, not related to anime manga at all, what would you discuss? And this is from PJ, our podcast BFF from Kawaii Disappointment.
PJ, we love you.
Yes, we love you.
That's really tough because like our main bond, like we met through doing this podcast. So it's like, what other big thing could we jump into together?
I'm not sure. I feel like if we were going to jump into something, I think it would end up being fandom related.
Right.
So it's like maybe we would talk about like movies or something or like a specific genre.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what if we just like just take the anime out of it? It's just like movies with a strong like either like a strong female lead or like a strong romance element, like stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. I feel like it would probably be movies. I've seen a lot of podcasts do the Reddit, Am I the Asshole?
Oh, podcast. Wait, we would actually probably have a blast with that.
Right? We would go insane.
Or like unpopular opinions.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So probably something like that. But I think first off, it would be like movies.
Yeah. Or wait, sorry, not to go on the like on another like Reddit suggestion, but like r/relationships.
Oh,
that's so interesting. It's such interesting stuff on there.
Yeah. So I would say it's something like that, to be honest, but
yeah, something in that realm.
Yeah.
Okay, so question number 5 is, have you ever considered branching into other forms of content creation, shoujo related or not? And this is from Pete from What Do You Say Anime Podcast. Hello, Pete. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, and also thank you for also like sharing our stuff on socials and everything. I really appreciate that.
Yes. Yes, thank you so much. As far as content creation goes, I shot my shot for a hot minute. I was a streamer on Twitch for 3 years. I still have a Twitch account, and I, you know, with the album release and stuff later in the year, I am hoping to, like, dip my toe back into streaming just a little bit. So if you are curious, if you guys want to follow me on Twitch, it's the same as my other socials, Gianna_Luna_Gianna with one N. I tried Twitch, I tried YouTube, which was, like, frankly embarrassing when I tried to do like vlogs so long ago, so long ago. Every now, like once in like the bluest moon, I'll try to record like a cover and I'll just put it on YouTube. I haven't done that in a very long time though. I do have a cover of the Tokyo Ghoul opening. It's like a piano vocal cover in English on my channel. And that's my YouTube channel is just Gianna Luna, no underscores. They couldn't give me the underscores on YouTube for some reason. But I mean, I don't know if releasing an album counts as content creation because it's not like influencery, like social media content creation, but it is content that I'm creating. So
right.
It is different stuff. So, and I mean, I'm like an aspiring novelist too. Like I like to write fiction. I have like 2 manuscripts I've been working on since 2016. And, you know, I make a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So branching into other forms of content creation, I think in relation to Shoujo Sunday, we sort of started. We have a YouTube channel and I put our audiograms on there. Although I'll admit I haven't done that since Maid-sama finished because I was like, oh, I'm going to take a break. And then I just did not get back to it. So I need to like upload our audiograms for Kageki Shoujo and Whisper of the Heart, Blue Spring Ride, like stuff like that really. But I did have the idea of, you know, releasing our podcast episodes on there. Like I know people regularly do that, right? Where they put the audio up, but I really wanted to have artwork that corresponded with what we were talking about. And so like we are sitting on a mammoth of digital assets that I've had created in order to make our YouTube videos. And because of the fact that I have just been running at like full speed on fumes for like months, I've never been able to really get back into editing like our YouTube videos so that I could put them out the way that I want to do it. But I mean, eventually it's going to happen and you guys will hopefully be amazed because it's like I was not messing around. Like,
no, Chica does not mess around.
Right. Like when I was getting our stuff created, like, okay, wait, we're talking about the GIFs. We're talking about our theme song, getting the art made. I am not playing. And so because I just want it to look a certain way, that's why you haven't seen it yet, but it's going to happen. So like we had ideas for YouTube, then for TikTok, that's also my fault because we were supposed to launch on there and I have to like put like Gianna recorded videos and everything. I appreciate you so much, Gianna, for like not getting into my ass about that. But like,
oh no, I mean, I had plenty of time to make them, so that helped. The deadline was like a long time after like we initially talked about it.
Right. So it's like I had ideas for everything. I wanted us to be like this full-fledged corporation. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Pinterest. We're not on Pinterest yet, but we have an account. But we're on Pinterest, we're on TikTok, we're gonna be on YouTube. I just had so many different ideas and it was just like, you know what? I ran into my mortality. Like I
know, yeah, it's just like it's like behind all of the grandeur is just 2 very tired but grateful girls.
Right. And so I think eventually we'll like branch into that, but as of like right now, it's not happening. You know, maybe now that we're bi-weekly, it's possible that I could do more. We'll see. But for me personally, I have a TikTok account. But recently I just decided to just be private. So my accounts are private. This isn't to say that like, you know, fans of our podcast can't follow me. You can follow me. I'll follow you back. We can interact and everything. But like I said, when we were doing the winter break, I was just really taking time to myself. So I think eventually once I unprivate my social accounts, then I'll think about doing other forms of content creation. But I'll probably do content creation for Shoujo Sunday before I start doing my own individual stuff again.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you want to read the next one?
Okay. Has reading a manga or watching an anime ever inspired you to try a new food or hobby? For example, watching Black Butler made me want to try loose leaf tea for the first time, and nearly a decade later, I still drink it, lol. And that is from DK.
That's adorable, by the way, that Black Butler made them like
drink the tea,
try loose leaf tea. Yeah, that's great. I love that.
Yeah, I would definitely say anime does inspire me to take up new food, especially when we're watching like Ghibli films. Oh my God.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Like
Eggs and Bacon never looked better than Howl's Moving Castle.
Right? I was just, just ready to like eat. And like, you know, sometimes if you have things in the house and they're like eating it, then you'll be like, oh, pause this episode, even if it's just a 20-minute episode or it's like this film. And then it's like, I'm going to get that food so we can be eating this at the same time.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah. But I would say that it has inspired me to try new food. I think I went to Japan in like 2017, I think, and I tried like a hamburger over there, but specifically like the hamburger where they put the egg on top.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I like got that from Skip Beat, the manga and the anime Skip Beat, because Kyoko, the main girl in there, that is her favorite dish. She is in love with it. And so I was like, oh, I want to try this, like, you know. And I would say like the food, or at least the meat, it just kind of reminds me of when you're making like hamburgers at your house. So it's not like when you're getting it from like a fast food chain and they like make it a little bit thinner and smaller, like it's like a heftier type of beef. But I was like, oh, this is nice. This is okay. But yeah, I think that would be my closest example.
I think for me, I'm trying to think. As far as I did think of something specific. It's very, very silly. So I'm a fan of Death Note, as we know, and L is a big fan of sweets. So he would always be like chewing on something sweet, having something sweet around, and he would eat those little panda cookies. And I found them one day in an FYE, and I bought them so fast, and they are delicious.
Ooh.
Also, very silly fact, I learned how to use chopsticks just by watching people use them in anime. And then I just picked them up one day and I could use them. So I don't know if that counts.
I think that definitely counts. Like, I've been wanting to learn how to use chopsticks. So maybe next time it will also be my turn.
Yes, I believe in you.
Thank you.
I was like examining how they were like holding them. I'm like, oh, so that's how you do it.
Yeah. Our next question is, did y'all ever read any of the English original language manga that a couple companies, most notably Tokyopop, had out a while back? If so, are there any you'd consider fondly or even talk about on the podcast? I remember reading some and wanting to become one of the artists for one back in high school, 2009 to 2013. So I'm just curious what you thought of them. Thank you. And I love the podcast. And that is from @FlutteringFangs.
Oh, thank you, Fluttering Fangs. That's so sweet.
Yeah. Thank you for loving our podcast. We love you.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the way you put that, while you added the extra eyes, yes, girl, I have to think back to this. So this is back when I was in high school. The only one I can really distinctly remember, it's called DramaCon. It's from Tokyopop, and the mangaka was Svetlana Chomkova. It had 3 volumes, and it was basically about this teenage writer who wanted to debut her manga at an anime convention, and like, you know, drama ensues or whatever within the series. And so I had bought it, and one of my friends, who I still talk to her to this day, her name is Lee Chan. I think it's @totally, but then it's ALI for the second totally. Her name's Lee Chan, but Alicia. So she is an artist and she loved drawing, and she was like the only person in high school that I could actually talk to about anime and manga, and she would like get what I was talking about and it wasn't weird or whatever. It's like my little kindred spirit. So she loved drawing, and she was kind of discouraged because she was just like, even though I love doing this, like, you know, it's from Japan, like, how can I do this like on my own? And so I ended up buying her I'm not buying her. I had DramaCon and then I just gifted it to her.
Aww.
And I think a couple years, like, I think we were into college or something and she like made a post about how like what it meant to her to have me give her DramaCon, especially since the source material was basically the dilemma that she was personally having of how can I like as an American, like, go and create this story and do these things or whatever. So that's my experience with it. It's been a very long time. I know that they're out of print. I don't know, or at least I'm going to say I think that they're out of print. I don't know if it's available like as an ebook. If it is available as an ebook, I wouldn't mind, you know, I mean, I would have to just go over it or whatever, but still, I wouldn't mind talking about it on the podcast with Gianna. And then maybe even seeing if Alicia would want to come on to also talk about it. But yeah, it would just sort of depend on like if it's available or not, because I don't want to just be like, we're going to talk about this and then it's not readily available for us to like do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it almost kind of goes without saying that as a big noob over here that I have not read any of the English original language manga. So if you do end up introducing it to me, I'd be interested.
Yeah, I think that it would be fun. That's the only one that I remember. I'm sure that there were other manga. It's just the one that stuck out to me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Question number 8 is, what are some things you recommend new podcasters do to start getting engagement / followers from scratch? And this is from the Actual Anime Podcast. Hey guys, thank you so much for the question.
Yeah, thanks for sending that in to us.
So I know from, you know a lot more about like the social media marketing side, mm-hmm. but I think it's just a matter of consistency and passion and just trying to think up something that will make you stand out, because there's a lot of podcasts out there, and there are more anime podcasts out there than I knew, you know, before starting. There's so many great anime podcasts out there, and you just want to make sure to find something unique about you and like the people you're talking with and what you're discussing in the episode that makes it different, that will make people want to click on your podcast as opposed to someone else's at that time. You know, I don't know if that makes sense. I hope that translated.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think they should do something that makes them stand out from other anime podcasts. I think that's essentially what you were saying.
Yeah, it's like that in addition to fierce social media marketing.
Right. I guess from a social media marketing standpoint, this is probably would go for people who would like to start a podcast, but haven't yet. And then I'll also like answer in relation to you guys because you're our friends. But if you haven't started a podcast yet and you want to, narrow down what topic you want to talk about, and then also figure out, like we said, like what would set your podcast apart from other podcasts that are talking about the same thing. Because being unique helps to make you stand out in comparison, like, to the rest of the podcasts that are out right now about anime.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say, like, you have to play, it's good to play the long game, and that, like, if you are listening to other podcasts that talk about anime and you like it, like, I think it goes a long way if you're actually very communicative with those people, right? Like, they already have a community. And so by talking with these people in this community, you get them used to you, but then they also appreciate the fact that you're listening attentively and responding to calls to action, or giving recommendations or asking like questions and stuff. And then by the time that you decide to actually start the podcast, like, you would already have sort of built yourself up within that community to say, hey, I'm starting my own podcast. And those people that were interested in what you had to say, or, you know, agreed with a lot of the points that you made about the other podcasts that you've been listening to, they'll migrate over to your new podcast. And also helps promo wise as well. Like, if you're like building friends that way, because your friends will want you to succeed.
Yeah.
And so if you put out your podcast, then those are the people that would help retweet you or mention you to other people if they're talking in passing or something. Like, oh yeah, I listened to this podcast as well. I think that I would say specifically for you guys, for the actual anime podcast, something that we've been thinking about is actually just doing more collaborations.
Yes.
Right? Like, I think if you could think of other podcasts that are in line specifically with what you guys talk about, and I mean that you can work with a smaller podcast, like a newer podcast, but also try to see if there are any podcasts that are well established that have been around at least like 2-3 years, to try collaborating with them to see how you guys would fit over there. If they like your commentary, they might invite you on, whether it's all of you guys or just one at a time. And by doing that, like, their audience gets used to you, and then your audience gets used to them. And so it's sort of like merging communities together in that space. And I would also say, very specifically, if you can get in touch with, his name is Jay Lee Trey on Instagram and on Twitter, I believe. Like, he's a very like well-known person within the online anime community, especially on TikTok. And he has his own podcast. It's the Shogo High podcast, and they like host spaces, like Twitter spaces. I think it's on Fridays, but forgive me if it's not on Fridays. I just know that they host like Twitter spaces and stuff, and people come in to listen to that, and they end up uploading the recording from that as their podcast. I feel like if you guys specifically try to collaborate with him, you know, you might see a lot of return from that, because he is a well-connected person, which I guess is another tidbit or strategy of like interacting with not just podcasters, but also content creators that are talking about the same things you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that would be my recommendation.
Yeah, no, all fantastic advice. I hope that anybody out there can get something from what either of us said.
Yeah.
Question number 9. Is there any work of media that you want to talk about but can't due to lack of translation? Also, are there any adjacent things like live action adaptations you think you'll cover in the future? And this is Ayumi from Sparkleside Chats. Hello, Ayumi. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ayumi. Also, I love Sparkleside Chats. It's a great podcast.
Yes.
Let's see. So I think that this is already going to be fixed, but there's an anime called Saint Tail. It's another magical girl anime that, because of the fact that I was into Sailor Moon, I was looking for more magical girl like anime when I was younger, and I just didn't have access to it. And so like, I have a distinct memory of me like going, I don't know if it was Anime News Network or some website, and like, I was trying to find like other magical girl stuff, and I found out about Saint Tail, and I was like, oh, I really want to watch it, but it wasn't dubbed or whatever and stuff. It wasn't dubbed over here. And so I just kind of gave up on it. But Discotech announced that they're going to be licensing the Blu-ray, putting a dub out for it, and sub, guys. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. So I would have said that one as like one of, oh, it's like lack of translation, like I can't talk about it. I think we could eventually talk about it. Eventually, we'll see.
I feel like that would be really cool to do, because it's something you've anticipated watching for so long.
Right? Yeah. I cannot tell you, like, when Discotech made that announcement, I'm sure I was tweeting from Shoujo Sunday. I was so ecstatic about it. I was like, oh my God, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, you would think this, like, it was like a Super Bowl or something that happened in our house.
Right. Oh, it's so funny you say that. Me being from Philadelphia, the day after that we just
right,
we won the game to go to the big one.
Yeah,
the city was wild last night, but we don't have to get into that right now. Philly's insane, guys. in the best way.
Yeah, I think it would be, you know, fun to get into that eventually. As for, are there any adjacent things like live action adaptations you think we'll cover in the future? Most definitely, because something that we've noticed is that a lot of shoujo manga actually gets made into live action adaptations, which I think it's perfectly fine if you enjoy both. You can be into anime and into live action adaptations. There was a time when I was heavily into both, but I would say, yes, we'll probably cover some in the future. One in particular that I really want to have Gianna watch with me is Hanayori Dango, So Boys Over Flowers.
I've heard of that. I have heard of it, but I've never watched it.
It's like classic.
Yeah.
The melodrama, it's good. The anime is on Crunchyroll, but I really want you to watch the live action Japanese adaptation with me.
Okay.
Oh my God. Like, I grew up on it. Like, I love the guy who plays the main lead, Tsukasa. His name is Jun Matsumoto. I fell in love with him. He's like one of the singers in the J-pop band Arashi. Oh my God. I've been waiting for him and the female lead, Inoue Mao, from the live action adaptation. I've been waiting for them to get married all of my life. I used to like actively Google this even when I was in middle school. Like, are they dating yet? Have they confirmed it yet?
That's adorable. Like the biggest ship ever.
Biggest ship for the people involved. Like this, and the way that people make articles about them being together, it's very reminiscent of the way people talk about Oren High School Host Club getting a second season and someone just randomly throwing out an article. Like, I was going for scraps. Like, please, like, let this happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'd love for us to cover that in the future.
That would be cool. I would totally be down for that.
Yeah.
I can't say that I have, as the noob here, I can't say that I really have any experience with not being able to talk about something due to lack of translation, but I would be totally down for the live action stuff.
Yeah, I think we talked about that when we first started podcasting. Like, you know, although we recap by episode, but eventually we might get into doing more live action stuff in the future. But yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks for the question.
Yeah, thank you.
We have another question. It is, congrats on your comeback episode. Did it feel more difficult planning, organizing, or recording the episode the longer you were on hiatus? And this is from GB.
First off, thank you for the congrats. I appreciate it. Or we appreciate it. I don't know that it felt more difficult. It was more just like just trying to figure out the logistics. We did it like we got together a couple weeks ago and did this like really big meeting and we like mapped out the whole year. Mm-hmm. And it felt so productive. It felt so good. It was just, I don't know. I wouldn't say it was difficult. It was just like, okay, we took a breather and now it's just kind of time to jump back in. But that's just how I felt about it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, as soon as we announced that we were going on break, we already announced what we would be doing when we came back. So it really wasn't a question of like, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's the same as like when people are on hiatus or an indefinite hiatus and stuff. And it's like they just come back and it's, I don't know, like it's hard for them or it's like, oh, I didn't think this was going to happen. Like, no, we always had plans on coming back and how we would do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, like having our planning meeting just made things a lot clearer for us. So mm-hmm. we're on the same page. We know like where we're going. We know what we plan to review, who we want to contact, stuff like that. So yeah, it was pretty easy, but thank you for the congrats.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Question number 11 is, what was your first thoughts when you both met each other for the first time? And this is from my friend AJ, AJX, AceX Soul on Instagram. Thank you for the question. Or should I say questions, AJ? He asked a few.
Yes.
So would you want to go first or should I go first?
My thought was, I hope she likes me.
Oh, oh my God, that's so cute.
Like, quite literally. Like, we had to, like, do, we did our first, like, Discord call. And, like, before, I was just like, oh, like, I have different ideas and I like shoujo. And, like, it's very much like our trailer, right? I think our podcast trailer.
We kind of tried to like recreate our initial conversation for our, but a much shorter version because we talked for almost an hour, I think, on the initial call.
Yeah, on that first call, yeah. But yeah, my first thought was just like, oh, I hope she likes me. So
that's so funny. It's because my first thought was like, so immediate, like I don't know how long it had to be within the first minute of us talking. I was like, I don't have to talk to anybody else. Like this is the person that I absolutely have to make this podcast with. I was just like so excited. You knew all these things, you watched all these shows, you had all these really cool ideas. I'm like, oh no, this is perfect. Like, we're gonna be such a good team.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I was just like, oh, okay, this is great. You know, I was, because I'm just so used to like interviewing for stuff or whatever, but mm-hmm. I'm just like, like, will it pan out? I hope she likes me. This would be so fun to do or whatever. So yeah, but that was our first thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 12 is also from AJ. What are your reasons for liking shoujo anime so much?
I don't, like, how do I put it into words? It just, like, without it sounding weird, it's like, it tickles the right spot, you know? Like,
right.
Every little thing about it is just what I love in a story. Like, I always loved stuff that was a little, like, overdramatic. I love a romance plot. I love deep character growth and inner conflict and friends working things out and slice of life. And it just encapsulates all of that. Sometimes, you know, sometimes better than others, but, you know, that would be the gist of why I love shoujo so much.
Yeah, I think I just like media that is intentionally targeted towards me.
Yeah.
And stuff, because I know that since it's made with women and femme presenting people in mind, then they're going to touch on things that, you know, that I won't see in, like, regular shows, or things I definitely won't see in shonen and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be more perspectives on things, more topics to touch on. So yeah, so that's why I like shoujo anime so much.
Yeah, fantastic. And I agree for sure. Number 13 is also from AJ, which is, you guys have been on other podcaster episodes, which is amazing. Is there a podcaster out there that you would really love to collaborate with? So we do have some collaborations cooking up for 2023,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very, very excited about those. I'm trying to think, like, off the wall, out of the blue, like, maybe, like, the first podcast I feel like I really ever got into is not in the anime sphere at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, that's a podcast called And That's Why We Drink. It's a paranormal and true crime podcast, which I know, like, true crime podcasts are pros and cons and stuff.
Mm.
But the dynamic between the hosts, Em and Christine, on there is so funny. Like, great people. I love the paranormal aspect too, because I, like, little known fact, like, I'm, like, super into, like, if I could be a professional ghost hunter, I would, like, sign me up. That sounds so cool. Like, I would love to learn the ins and outs of that. So I feel like that would be an interesting, like, they're, like, a huge podcast though. Like, they go on tours and stuff. But that, I would love to just, like, sit down and chat with them sometime.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we already sort of touched on, like, my bucket list, because we just did a collab with Shoujo and Tell.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we talked about Alice 19th with Ashley. And it was a bucket list moment for me, because I think Ashley's podcast was the first Shoujo podcast I ever listened to in life.
Me too.
Like, back in, like, 2017, 2018, I think, is, like, when I, like, got into it, which is kind of surprising, but, like, follow me, because I got into podcasts in, like, 2011, and I listened to, like, the Black Guy Who Tips podcast, The Moth, This American Life, Stuff You Missed in History Class, Stuff Your Mom Never Told You, things like that, like, podcasts like that. And I don't know why, it just never occurred to me to look up anime podcast until, like, quite literally, like, 6 years later.
Yeah.
And so I got into Shoujo and Tell, and so I was just like, oh, that's, like, that was a bucket list moment for me. I would say, who else? Not sure if it would happen. I think it would be great to go on the Anime Feminist podcast. They have Chatty AF.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, like, they just talk about anime from the feminist perspective, and I loved their recap of Fushigi Yugi. It made me confront things about myself. And how I have, like, problematic faves and stuff, and low-key an inspiration for us being, like, so real on Shoujo Sunday about the stuff that we watch, because it's like, we love shoujo, but sometimes there are issues with some of the things we see.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I would say Chatty AF. I also think it's an anime podcast, but it's, like, One Piece, and I feel like with them, the way that you feel about, like, And So We, what did you say? It's And We Can Drink.
And That's Why We Drink.
And That's Why We Drink. The way you feel about And That's Why We Drink is the way I feel about the One Piece podcast. I would love to go on there, because surprisingly, I mean, I love shoujo anime, but I also like shonen as well. And I've been following One Piece since they were dubbed with 4Kids, like back in the day, guys. Like I've been following it for that long. I'm up to Wano when it comes to reading the manga. So like I'm legit fan. I would love to go on there one time. I don't know if it will ever happen. Yeah. But yeah.
Also, if there's a Stranger Things podcast out there, I absolutely would love to be on it. I love Stranger Things. I cannot wait for season 5.
Yeah. And then you even sang that song too, the Kate Bush song.
Oh, yeah. I sing that one at work. And I love the Kate Bush song, Running Up That Hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Because back when I thought I was going to be a writer, I used to make a playlist for like the books I would write.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea. I might steal that.
You should. Yeah, it's so much fun. And like, it helps.
Yeah.
I listened to Running Up That Hill, but it wasn't by Kate Bush. It was by Within Temptation. I think they did a cover of it. And I listened to that more. But I liked Kate Bush, her Wuthering Heights song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to just sing that and just kind of, you know, be a little asshole to my parents. So I just, they'd be watching the news or they'd be doing something and I'm just like, Heathcliff, it's me, I'm Kathy.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it.
Like, yeah. So, but I think, yeah, that would just be, I guess, a dream. I don't know if it will happen. Maybe, I don't know if even anime feminists will happen, but if you guys, you know, if y'all listen to them and you listen to us, tell them we're interested in coming on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I think what is... Oh, okay. Next question from AJ. Okay. Let's get serious. If you got to switch places with one shoujo anime character, who would you choose? And then after you switch places with them, what choices would you change for your benefit? Finally, because you switch places with them, they will have to live your life. Would you be worried about your friends and family?
Oh, man.
That's a mammoth question.
Right. I would have to spend a while thinking about this to get like a real, like solid answer.
Yeah.
It makes it difficult because they would also have to live our lives. And
right.
I have a very particular job and I don't know off the top of my head if there's a shoujo anime character who wouldn't get fired from my job.
Well, I mean, there's Rayra from Nana, but I hate that bitch. So I don't want her to live your life.
Doesn't deserve Soleil.
Oh, no. Okay. No, Soleil would scratch her.
Oh, that's saying a lot because she scratches nobody.
Yeah. Who else? Well, you know what? I would just, to touch on something anime we've reviewed before, I would be I.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I would be I, Narada, just so I could, like, beat her mom's boyfriend's ass. I'd be like, oh, like, listen, I's not here right now, but I'm here. And I'm about to, like, run you up. Okay, I wouldn't really beat his ass, but I would definitely, if I was in her place, I would blackmail the mom into giving Tai Chi custody of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blackmail. Yeah.
I would blackmail. I would just be like, I will call the police. I will do an expose. I will ruin your life as an actress, everything you've built, if you don't give custody or guardianship to my uncle. So she wouldn't have to live near that terrible predator boyfriend of her mom's. And I think I would have gotten into Coco like way sooner because I'm personally like a retired theater kid.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. So I think I would have gotten, because it took I a little bit to like actually get into Coco and want to do all of the things that the other students were doing. I would have devoted myself to that. Oh, and then I would also sue the people, because she used to be part of that like group, that idol group. I would sue them for wrongful termination because
yes,
because they like fired her because she didn't want to touch a grown man while she was a minor. Yeah, I would sue for like wrongful termination. I would get money, okay? And I wouldn't be worried about my family, just because, I mean, you know, family's family, blood's blood, but we're not like close in that sense. I think I'd only be worried about my dad since I have a really close relationship with him. But the way that I operate, to be honest, I don't think that they would notice that, oh, it's I and not Chica until like a little while, which I guess you never gave a time frame on how long this switch was supposed to last.
Right. Is it forever? Like, I, Because it's so funny. It's like, I don't know who could do my job. And then I completely forgot that we watched a whole shoujo about performers.
Yeah.
So, like, I wonder if Sarasa would be a good pick. Because I would love to be, you know, gunning for, like, the top spot.
Right.
Like, to be the top star at, you know, Koka. And also, you know, I'm sure with a little direction. Because she's, like, really smart. She might be able to fake her way through, like, maybe a little bit of training at my job. I don't know if she could. I don't know if she, like, is able to play, like, drums and bass or not, or, like, if that's in her at all. But that would be cool. I don't think my friends and family would dislike her. I think, honestly, my friends would have a good time. They'd be like, hey, here's how you play D&D. And she would probably be all over that. I feel like she'd eat that up.
Yeah. I think she'd have a great time.
Yeah. That was a cool question.
Yes.
A lot to think about.
A lot to think about. Okay. Well... This is not a question, but this is also from AJ. This is absolutely simp behavior, but Chica Supreme, notice me, please. Sweating emoji, praying emoji.
Not the emoji list.
Full smile emoji with teeth. It's only a light crush, promise. Okay, AJ, I have noticed you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
It's okay. He's such a sweet guy. He's a friend of mine. He slept on my couch in October for a convention he had in Philly. We met live streaming on Twitch in like 2018. You all should follow him on Twitch. Ace the Soul. I don't think he streams that often anymore, but, you know, check him out. We do voice acting stuff together sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, though. Thank you for all of the questions and
yes.
And I guess the simp behavior.
I was not expecting it.
I was not expecting it.
Me neither.
But I guess it's nice to be appreciated.
Yeah, you deserve it. Guys, thank you so much for sending in all of those questions. It was so nice just getting to have an even more casual episode than normal. And just, I don't know, it's nice to just have community time.
Yeah.
You know, when we're talking, I always assume like that there is a third person in the room. So I'm always talking like I'm talking to like more than one person. But it was really nice to feel like we were like really directly communicating with you guys.
Yeah, I think it was just really nice. Thank you for sending us these questions. Even though like we do this podcast together, I feel like we were able to learn more about each other by answering the questions and stuff. And like we said, we're bi-weekly now.
Mm-hmm.
So expect the next episode in mid-February. But in the meantime, like happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
To our shoujo lovers, you guys, you listeners, you are our Valentine.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes.
Yes. So prepare yourself for our next episode as technically us giving you guys chocolate. Now, it's sort of a surprise chocolate because you know how you can pick out a chocolate, you eat it, and then like the filling, you don't know what the filling is. And I kind of feel like that goes with what we're talking about.
Yeah, it does. That's a really good way to put it.
You don't really know what type of filling it is until it happens and stuff, but it's really the experience that counts. So look forward to our next episode, guys.
Yes.
It's a film and we have sort of talked about it.
Yes.
In passing.
In passing. Well, you could probably guess.
And that's all we'll give you.
Yeah.
But you won't be surprised when you hear it.
No.
But yeah.
No. I know that this was a community episode, but in case you're just listening casually and you're not following us on social media, feel free to give us a follow at Shoujo Sunday across all socials, you know, like Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff, YouTube, everything. We're at Shoujo Sunday if you want to keep up with us during the week. And if you want to follow me personally, I am at Gianna_Luna_ everywhere. And that's Gianna with one N. And how about you, Chica?
I am at Chica Supreme, IG, Twitter, TikTok. But yeah, you guys can follow me, and that's Chica with a K, not two C's.
Awesome. Okay, so with that, we will see you in a couple weeks with our first film review of 2023. We will see you then.
Bye.